This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One thing led to another today. I think on all three phases of the ball, starts with us taking care of the football, and we didn't do that today. Yeah, it's a terrible feeling, but at the same time, we got to play Thursday. So this one's got to be out of our system before tomorrow. You know, we got to be ready to go on Thursday, and I think that's a fortunate thing for us that we get to play on Thursday and try to get this taste out of our mouths.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome on in BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Coming up about 20 minutes, nickel or dime. 40 minutes from now, lightning bets for Thanksgiving Eve. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you as we dive into Week 12 in the NFL. Starts tomorrow. The voice there of Josh Allen, Aaron. And Josh Allen better bounce back. He's talking about they get to play on Thursday. They get to shake off the loss. They were terrible on Sunday. And that Bills team, they were 7-point favorites. We saw it at 7.5 at some point last week against the Colts. They lost outright by, a significant margin. That never felt like a game. That's like the fact that they got upset, it's the NFL that happens. But it never felt like they were in the game against the Colts. I didn't see that coming. That was a really bad performance by Josh Allen and the Bills last week.
I know, and it really has me thinking, are the Bills now frauds? Like, what is going to happen with them for the rest of the season? It's been super disappointing. He's got to get it together. Like I said earlier in the last segment, I like the Saints in this as underdogs.
Yeah, the number keeps going up. It feels like, now we're getting a lot of points with the New Orleans Saints. But just to speak about how the Bills' season has changed. Aaron, a couple of weeks ago, I remember we were discussing with Joe O who would have the best record in the NFL. Where if you could take that bet, you could wager on that on FanDuel Sportsbook, team with the best regular season record. And we were talking through the Bills, their schedule, what they had done so far, how many wins they could have by the end of the season. They've now fallen to 30-1 in that wager. They're the last team listed. If you look right now, team to have the best record in the NFL, the Cardinals are the favorites, plus 250. Packers are second, plus 450. Titans, plus 450. Bucks, plus 550. Goes down to the Cowboys, Rams, Chiefs, Ravens, Bills. The Bills are 30-1 now. I think people are starting to pick up on it. The Bills just are not as good as we thought they were. And I don't even know if they're going to win their division right now. The Patriots just playing better football. And I believe next week we get our first Patriots-Bills game, which is going to be a gigantic game. And that'll feel like a playoff game a week from now.
It's a Monday night game, right? I'm excited for that one.
You know, we haven't had many great Monday night games, like matchup-wise, right? Like, we've had some decent games, but like it's like, yeah. Giants. Yeah, like these Geno Smith played on a Monday night. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, a big Monday night game.
That is going to be major because it's going to show us a lot about who is this Bills team and who is this Patriots team. I'm looking forward to that one. Will we have the Manning cast as well? I hope so.
I hope we do. I saw.
I hope like the one... Manning cast just continues on forever.
Me too.
It's been my new, like, I'd get excited for it every Monday now. I don't even watch the main broadcast hardly at all anymore.
Oh, I can't anymore.
I noticed such a drop off. In the beginning, I would flip back a lot. Now I'm like, I'm just keeping it here.
I don't want to hear what Steve Levy and Louis Riddick and I don't get the Brian Greasy thing. Like, no one even knows who he is anymore. He played quarterback 20 years ago, and he wasn't even that good. I don't get it. Like, it's just a bizarre booth there. And like that, I'm going to listen to Brian Greasy talk about quarterbacks, or I could listen to Eli and Peyton Manning, who have combined to have four rings and a million touchdowns. I'll listen to those guys. talk about quarterback play. So the Josh Allen factor and the Bills tomorrow night's a big one.
I'd also, you know, you're talking about the best record. I mean, the Bills just have a pretty tough schedule. They've got the Saints, the Patriots, the Bucks, the Panthers, the Patriots again, the Falcons, the Jets. Well, those shouldn't be too difficult for them.
Yeah, the end is okay. The end's okay.
Yeah, the end's okay, but it's that middle there that's a little tough for them.
So that was the Bills schedule. You're talking about the Saints starting this week, right?
Yeah.
Bills, Patriots. Yeah. The end, they can clean up and they can get to the playoffs. Like Paul threw out yesterday, the idea of the Bills maybe missing the playoffs. I still think that would take a lot. I mean, they still have winnable games. You mentioned at the end there. This game tomorrow night's a big one. Like if they actually lose on Thanksgiving night to the Saints, who are playing Trevor Siemian at quarterback, I think then you really got to think like, wow. They might miss the playoffs. But as of now, I still think the Bills are going to get there.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, though, if that happens. I wouldn't be surprised, though. Saints at home against Sean Payton. But, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen in that one. I like the Saints. That's where I'm leaning. I haven't placed a bet on it yet. But I like the underdogs in that one for sure.
All right, let's hit here as we wait for Eddie Gross of FanDuel to join us. Let's hit on a couple games, Aaron, that we haven't touched much on this week. There's some ugly matchups, but sometimes you could find some value in these ugly matchups. Falcons-Jaguars on Sunday. It is now I know we've all quit the Jaguars. I think we talked about how friends don't let friends bet on the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's true. You don't, and especially around the holiday season. Don't let your friends waste money on betting on the Jaguars. But I have to say what I'm thinking right now. Why are the Falcons favored in this game? Why are they – last time I watched the Falcons, they didn't score a point last Thursday night. Jacksonville is a one-point underdog at home to the Falcons. Why are the Falcons favored against any – they stink.
No.
They're bad.
I mean, I don't really want to back either of these teams as underdogs. I mean, this is just terrible. If there's a game I want to pass on, it's this. And there's usually, like, one game a week where you're just like, ugh. Do we have to watch it? Do we have to talk about it? I guess I would lean Jaguars in this one, but I don't know. This is a toss-up for me. I don't know if this line will move into teaser territory. Then maybe I would play it, but I think this is going to be a hard pass for me.
Yeah, if it gets up to 1.5, you can get it over, you know, the over the 7 to 7.5. I mean, Jacksonville plus 7.5 at home, I would I'd lean that way. Another one that... I mean, I would. I mean, I have to say, another one that is interesting here, Aaron, is Carolina -1.5 against Miami on Sunday. Now, I was surprised at how Cam Newton played on Sunday. He played better than I thought he would. He was 21-27. He ran for a touchdown. I'm not surprised he ran for a touchdown. As long as Cam Newton's in the NFL, he will run for touchdowns. That's what he does. But he threw the ball pretty well, 21-27. The Panthers lost that game. Because they couldn't stop Taylor Heinicke. That was the issue. This week,
the Heinicke resurgence. It's in full effect right now.
Yeah, you know what? He's played pretty well the last couple weeks.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? But I agree. I was surprised by how well Cam, he looked great. But he didn't make some of the plays that you needed to when it mattered most. So I might maybe tease the Dolphins. Hate to say it, you could do that.
You could go, yeah. And with the Panthers' offense being spotty, they're probably not going to blow out Miami. That's probably the best way to do it. So that makes some sense. Aaron, we just hit on Taylor Heinicke for a second. I got to say, one of my favorite bets of the week is going to be Washington -1 over Seattle. I think Washington's going to beat them. Seattle just feels like a total mess. The coach is just like, it feels like Pete Carroll knows it's over. Russell Wilson, I mean, we went from Instagrams about his finger 3 weeks ago and how he's Mr. Unlimited. Now he can't put the ball in the end zone. Washington looks like the better team right now.
Can they win four straight, though?
It's a lot to ask, isn't it?
I know. It just, oh, my God. I don't know if I can believe it, but it's possible. I mean, Taylor Heinicke looks – he's figured some things out. I mean, and then it's crazy that without Chase Young, how well the team is playing. It's, I don't know. Everyone's excited here in Washington. I have a hard time backing the Washington football team. It's like the Panthers to Paul. I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I just can't do it. So you wouldn't even put them in a teaser. I know Paul said he put Washington in a teaser. But that means he teased them through the zero?
I think it may have flipped. I think in they were the underdog. Yeah, they were the underdog.
Okay. I could tease them through the zero. I know it's kind of a faux pas thing not to do, but
yeah, I just think Washington is playing way better than Seattle right now. I know Seattle still has Russell Wilson, but the last couple of weeks, has Russell Wilson
he's looked terrible. And it just feels like we talked about it, like this marriage has got to come to an end. I think you got to hit the reset button here pretty soon. Seattle is also on the road. That's a long trip. I've done it many times. It's not a fun trip. So I don't know.
Yeah, the Seattle to Washington trip is like.
Yeah. So I guess I would lean Washington football team. I just have a very hard time believing they can win four in a row.
Yeah, and well, if they do, they're going to put themselves in the mix for the NFC wildcard. Let's go to Ed Egros, FanDuel, more ways to win. He's with us on the Roman guest line to talk about NFL Week 12 and some big picture stuff. Ed, appreciate you hopping on, and we'll continue this conversation for a little bit here because we were jumping through Week 12. And Ed, let's just start here before we get to the games and Thanksgiving, all that. Ed, Paul and I have talked this week about the Vikings. We think there's some value there on them. They're coming together at the right time, played really well last week. And the Vikings are now sitting at 28 to 1 to win the NFC. The Niners, who they play this week, also getting hot at the right time, 26 to 1 to win the NFC. We think one of those teams is going to go on a run. The winner of this week's game obviously has the heads up there. Would you diversify? Would you kind of hedge it? Would you put a unit on each of those teams? What are your thoughts on our thought process here with kind of these dark horse NFC contenders?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I certainly don't hate the process as far as putting one unit on each, in large part because if you look at quarterback EPA, total quarterback EPA for the first 11 weeks of the season, I believe Kirk Cousins is fourth highest right now, and Jimmy Garoppolo is sixth. And the Kirk Cousins one doesn't surprise me too much, in large part because this has been a stat that we've talked a lot about all season long. You've seen the graphic that I believe the Vikings are the only team in football to have a 7-point lead in every game this season. Or something more than that. And, you know, second halves have not been always kind to them. But they're always in games. You do love the offense. You do love the diversification as far as the offense is concerned. The Jimmy Garoppolo thing surprised me a good bit more, in part because he always throws, you know, sort of deeks and dunks and, you know, keeps a short average depth of target, those kinds of things. And for the most part, it has somewhat worked offensively. And Garoppolo has been relied upon a good bit to where now you're sort of, you know, wondering, okay, what is the future at quarterback with the 49ers? But I do believe that if you're going to hedge or you're going to, you know, pick one underdog to make a bit of a run, I am way more comfortable taking the Vikings than I am San Francisco, in large part because the odds that everything implodes in Green Bay is not zero. if this turf toe thing or whatever it is with Aaron Rodgers becomes a problem, the COVID thing becomes a problem, if Aaron Rodgers cannot go for any reason, or they put him out there and he's not close to 100%, if this starts to deteriorate, then that is going to affect the entire team. The Packers don't have a backup plan to Aaron Rodgers. Now, you know, what team would in that situation? But they especially don't. So the Vikings, you know, they win this first game. They're great as far as that's concerned. But they are in a much greater position to where if things do implode in Green Bay, then they can make a run. Meanwhile, with San Francisco, you have to pass the Rams and Arizona. And even though I don't necessarily like the Rams against Green Bay this weekend, do you trust both of those teams to implode and San Francisco to make a glorious run? I don't know if I buy that.
Love it. All right, Ed, I love a good underdog story. I really want the Lions to win a game. You know, the fire Nagy chants are being heard everywhere now. He's canceling meetings. They're all banged up. The team is struggling. I just want to fade the Bears on Thanksgiving. Is this the week the Lions get their first win?
Aaron, I have some news for you. This is not the week to do that. I am still with the Bears here, in large part because I am a believer in Andy Dalton to do what's necessary. I don't necessarily think that Andy Dalton is necessarily going to, you know, put the Bears back on the right track and all that fun stuff. But in this one game situation, I trust his leadership. I trust him, you know, to, you know, hang his usual 18 to 21 points, and then that's enough to win a game like this. Look, the big thing when it comes to Detroit is that they are not putting Jared Goff or whoever the quarterback is in a position to succeed. We saw Jared Goff do amazing things in L.A. in large part because of how he utilized play action, because of how Sean McVay implemented play action. And then they started to stray away from that just a little bit, and I think that started to taper off Goff's production. Then he goes to Detroit and they don't run it nearly as often, but they expect them to do more without that sense of misdirection, and it just hasn't worked. And it doesn't seem like they're even trying to sort of up that overall rate. So the infrastructure is not good in Detroit. Chicago is in a situation where I think they can reliably hang 21 minimum against this Detroit Lion defense is having trouble stopping any passing attack whatsoever. So to me, this is an easy one with Chicago covering. Eventually, I think Detroit will win a game. I don't think they're going to go 0-16-1 or 0-15-2 or whatever. But I just don't know on a short week if this is the right time to do it.
Two Ed ties?
Oh, no, I can't do that. Ed's going to stick around with us. We'll hit more on our next segment, including the Thanksgiving games. Where's the value with three games on Thanksgiving? Joe G., Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook.